When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Now it is time for us to talk to our guy. TJ Edwards joins us on the Score Hotline that is presented by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com. He is on Twitter at TJEdwards8, and the Bears linebacker joins us on Twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Hey, TJ, what's happening, man?
What's going on, guys?
Well, you tell us. What's the mood?
Not much. We just got done with, walkthrough and things like that. The good and bad part about Thursday games, it's a quick turnaround, but honestly, I think it might be good for us right now. Just get back to our routine and, understand what we got coming Thursday. So we're excited to get down there and put on a good show.
So then if you just got through walkthrough, that means today's considered Friday for you?
Yeah. That's pretty good. I mean, coach is trying to take care of our legs a little bit, hard fought game and things like that. So give us a little time to recover and make sure we have, our best as we can be ready to go for Thursday.
What was to be learned from this latest disappointing loss that amazingly at the end felt like it could have been a win, but it was just enough to tantalize us?
Yeah, I think the offense did a great job, really, just moving the ball, getting points and things like that. I think I can really only speak defensively. I think just kind of, giving up some big plays in crucial moments. And that's on all of us, right? That's everybody. And just got to execute better a little down the stretch. And I think we saw that kind of, I feel like for these past couple of games, we're just, not playing to our standard. And we know that. And we got to find a way to get that done, and no better way to do that on Thanksgiving in prime time on Thursday.
We were talking to Jalen Johnson yesterday about the challenges that this Lions offense brings. You see the scoreboard numbers, those speak for themselves when they're putting up 50, 60 points in a single game. How do you describe their offense and the approach in trying to stop it? Because I feel like it's a seven-headed monster.
Yeah. They have a lot of great players over there. They've been playing together for a while now. So the chemistry, I feel like, is really good, same coordinator for them. So they're definitely all on the same page. But it, for me, it kind of goes through their run game. That's what they pride themselves on what they do well. And it shows up all over the tape. They got two great backs, quarterback who makes everything go and a bunch of explosive people outside with a really good O-line too. So, it's going to be a great challenge, but I think it's one we're excited for. We know them pretty well. They know us, and so it's just going to be about winning your matchups, and that's the exciting part because I know we got guys to do it.
I was a little surprised in the last game that with the Vikings getting the ball in OT and only needing a field goal, that the defense wasn't positioned a little more aggressively. And it seemed like it allowed them to get it over the first layer of the defense in a way where it's, you know, you catch it at 8 yards and you fall forward for another three. And it's like, it just shouldn't be that easy. How much autonomy do you guys have to play up a little further? Or are you on your very specific landmark?
It varies on the call, right? Sometimes you're on your landmark and you're playing with vision to kind of break on the ball and things like that. And then other times you're matching a man where you're a bit tighter. And I know we try to, you know, do a good job of mixing and matching those, you know, just depending on the situation. And a lot of that is rushing cover and covering rush. So it's kind of, you know, giving our D-line a tick of time to get there and them, you know, winning. So I think it's a combination of both. And I know Foose tries to, you know, mix that up depending on kind of where we're at in the field, situationally and things like that. And again, I think kind of towards the end of that game, this past game, you know, it came to a point where we had to execute better. Kind of got beat on some things, and that's how it goes. You know, normally it comes down to five or six plays in these type games, and, we were on the other side of those.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you talked about your run fits, and I know you're stressing that against the Lions. How did you see that play out in the game against the Vikings?
Yeah, I feel like we started off a little rocky, to be honest with you. Obviously, they hit that big one with Aaron Jones. And, I think they had a couple throughout the game after that that maybe went for 9 or 10. But so I think for the most part, you know, I think besides early on, it was decent. It was better, but it's still not to our standard at all, right? Like we that's kind of what we preach on. That's what, you know, to play on our terms, we have to stop the run and get teams backed up in the sticks. And it's going to be no different this week. And there's going to, you know, be, you know, some different things that Detroit does than other teams. But at the end of the day, you know, it's one man, one gap. And we got to find a way to stop that thing so that we can do what we do on third down.
I remember the last time Coach Eberflus talked about point of attack tackling. I feel like it was fixed the next week and then for the rest of the season. I know there were a couple of missed tackles against the Vikings or situations where maybe people didn't take an angle that made sense necessarily, or, you know, you do what you can, but it's just not, it doesn't end up as the right angle. How much has tackling been stressed either in film or in practice so far, what you have had of it this week?
Yeah. Tackling is something that we start every week with. That is something that we talk about. We talk about the cup. So we talk about, you know, having good leverage on people, having, you know, two guys outside and one person over the top, so that we can kind of, you know, stop all those hidden yards. So it's not going for, not getting hit at, for 3 yards and then going for five or six. So it's something that we stress every single week, and that hasn't changed no matter if it was a good week or a bad week tackling. But it's, you know, it's the NFL, and you know, they got explosive players over there too. And sometimes those things happen, but it can't be something that, you know, shows up every single week. So, you know, I think, again, kind of from a whole defensive standpoint, we just needed to be cleaner from fundamentals to coverages to run fits, and good teams like, you know, the Vikings, they'll expose you if you don't.
When you said it would kind of be good for this team to have a little change in routine, a little shock to the system, to have this other game coming up on you so quickly, why? How could that be good for you?
I think, you know, it's easy to, you know, some of these close games that we've been in, like we feel just like everyone else feels, like we're hurt from those losses. We put so much into it and then not get the outcome. It's tough to, sometimes just to, you know, let that go. But it's something that drives us just because we want to get over that hump, more than anything. And I think with it being a Thursday, you kind of, you know, you have to speed up your clock. You know, you have to get on the next opponent's film. You have to kind of get ready for what's coming. And not that you never forget what happens, but you learn from it quicker, and you know that these things can't wait to be corrected till Thursday. You know, we got to correct them now. So I think from that aspect, it helps a little bit.
What do you think about, I know playing in a Thursday game is nothing different, but what do you think about playing on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, normally it's a, you know, you're playing on Thursday, you're playing at night, right? But I think to be playing at 12:30 is a little different. But I think it's nice too, because you kind of just get to wake up and go get it. You know, Thanksgiving is exciting, right? It's time game, and you know, I've never played on Thanksgiving before, so I'm excited about that. But it'll be good. You know, I think we want to go home and have a good meal and enjoy that meal, because we came out with a win for sure.
When you look at, and I know this isn't something that players often look at, but that 10.5-point line tells a story of expectations. And do you think it's important internally, or at least to show your peers around the league, that this Bears team has not become a double-digit underdog doormat at this point? How important is just the quality of your play on the road against the best team in the league to show that you guys maybe should have won some of these games? You are better than your record says you are.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you know, I have no idea what that is or any of that. Like, I just know that we know that we can beat anybody if we're playing our best, if we're playing all together, complimentary football. I truly believe that there's not a team that we can't beat. And I think we go into every game and we show that, but we're just not finishing the way that we need to win those big time games that teams, you know, do. So there's no better way to do that than this week, when, you know, to everyone else, the sky's falling. You know, everyone's, you know, honest right now, and I get it. That's football. But I think for us, we're just excited for another opportunity to go show the world.
TJ, thank you, and have a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. I hope it's a successful one on the field and an enjoyable one thereafter.
Absolutely. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.